So doing that, they thought entertainment was the worst thing in the world. They thought they were all drug addicts. They all had 50 women in every town. You know, we were the scums of the planet Earth. Oh, can you imagine? And I've been a gentleman all my life. I never wrote nothing but clean songs in all my life. I blew and worked with me Anna though when I said, Anna, please don't cheat, give me all my meat.
So we have to get you in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I'll tell you what's going to happen.
All my listeners right in.
When I turn loose my, just hit album on them, man, they're going to think twice. How in the hell could there ever be a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame without Hank Baldwin, didn't they?
Well, I'm just convinced that the whole thing is just the guys at Atlantic Records patting themselves on the back.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry Wexler gets to elect himself to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but when they ask Chuck Berry how did he feel about being in Duck and all, he said, nothing, I didn't feel anything. I don't care anything about it. And I know what he's saying. He's, Bo Diddley had one hit in all his lifetime. He's in Bruce Wayne's shoes.
Carl Perkins.
He had that one hit. Both of those guys, see, Ruth Brown is very bitter about this. Mm. I tell my manager it doesn't mean anything to me. I don't care if I don't be lucky. If they give it to me, I might hand it back to them. She thinks I'm crazy. But Ruth Brown is really bitter. She is so bitter. And I don't blame her.
If you had to pick a favorite song of all the songs you recorded, what would it be?
There's a thrill upon the hill. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
A lot of your songs like that are similar to church songs. Like
gospel. Say, man, you've been doing your homework.
Come on, baby, let's shake it. Which is pretty similar to Satisfied with Jesus.
You did hear one
of them.
Where Did This I See came from? What's that?
Crossroads.
Came from the Nightingale. See, but Isley Brothers had that same melody but different lyrics. Standing on the corner, she showed you the plan.
What
you said, boy?
Music?
Oh, yeah.
The kid.
You know why I like the Where This I See Me? It's the way they did when they were saying, what you said, boy? That's the part that turned me on that. And all I did was change a few of the lyrics, you know. On some of my early ballads, like In the Doorway Crying and Early One Morning, that came from the Dixie Hummingbirds. Mm. Yeah, I would always call, we've always been friends down through the years, Ira Tucker, because I always consider them blues. They sound like blues artists to me, more so than gospel. Man, I got a lot of ideas from Dixie Hummingbird.
They still play a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Still like JoJo, the guitar player. Great guitar player.
What you said, boy? Standing on the corner as he show his friend. What you said, boy? Oh, man. Who the guy in North Carolina is the reason why this? That's not the number one song on there. What is this I see? Because he said it has a shag groove on. You know what they call?
Right.
Yeah, they got that shag dance going down there.
Yeah, because
that country guitar lick I have in there. Yeah, they laugh.